Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So my next guest is a singer-songwriter who has been smashing it on the scene with her talent. She's just dropped a beautiful soulful track. It's called Tere Liye. And to talk all about it, give it up and show some love for the lovely, the amazing Ravina Mehta.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much for that introduction.
It's all true, Ravina. Majut ne bolta. It is all the truth.
I love it. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
Now, the last time me and you caught up was, wow, it was back in August 2020 when you dropped when you dropped that track, Jab Tu Hai Wahi, you know, which, you know, to this date, it still gets requested on my show. You know, it still gets playlisted. Aww. So it's such a big tune.
And it that is means a lot. Thank you.
And Ravina, it is a big tune because, you know, suna hai, aapko award mila, you know, on this song, the Clef Awards.
Yes.
You got the Best Music Icon Award. Now, you must have been really happy about that.
It was an amazing, I mean, honestly, I was really, really overwhelmed. And I mean, the love for that song was incredible. And, you know, it was made with so much love that I was just really happy to see it reciprocated and, you know, people enjoying it. It means a lot, yeah.
Now, you know what? Since we last spoke, you know, you've had a few releases, mm-hmm. you know, which I've been supporting up on the show. You know, you had this amazing track called Aja Mere Naal with Rishabh. There was one of my favorites, I Want You, with Rishabh and Asad again. And then, then out of the blue came the Casanova acoustic with a certain Tiger Shroff.
Yes, that did happen.
You know, I think we all want to know how the Tiger Shroff hookup happened.
So so that was, honestly, it was an incredible, incredible experience. Tiger is a lovely, super incredible, humble, lovely person, lovely artist to work with. And honestly, it actually happened through the music director, who's Avi, Avitesh Srivastav. He's I did Yade with him earlier. Yeah. And Avi and I work very closely. We work on a lot of music together. And Avi was directing a lot of Tiger's music at the time. So he did Unbelievable as well as Casanova. Yeah. And that's when I got a message. I was visiting family in Dubai, and I got a message from Avi being like, you know, Tiger wants to come out with an acoustic version of the song, and he's looking for a female vocalist who can, you know, who can sing in English with him on Casanova. And I want us to create a demo so we can show it to him and see how it goes. And so I was back in Bombay. We created this demo, wrote the lyrics for Casanova acoustic, which is different to the original. And Tiger loved it. And we met in the studio, recorded together. It was really very special. Wow. And he's a wonderful person.
You know what, Ravina, your forte seems to be, you know, when I listen to the tracks that you've released, and even when you're doing mm-hmm. the mashups and everything, right? You know, mujhe lagta hai, you know, that you are truly, truly, truly a romantic, because, you know, because the songs that you drop are really kind of soulful, romantic, you know, kind of heart-touching, you know, tracks. Do you enjoy that genre, that style, you know, of singing?
I do. I really, really do. I think I also think it works well. I think it works really well for my vocals as well. I think melodious tones and just really soothing sort of melodies, all of this, I think, really works well for me. But outside of that, I'm a true romantic. I love, you know, people honestly, I love cliches as well. I think I'm someone that genuinely looks for, like, I think the positive in things, and I think that's where kind of like love plays in. I think love is such a beautiful thing. I think it's something that, like, it's everywhere, and it's kind of just the way it's a lens, I guess, that you can put on. And then it's everything that you witness and do, you do it with love. And I really think for me, my music is, it comes from that place as well.
And you're absolutely smashing it, you know, with whatever you're doing. You know, as I said, it is absolutely on point, and you know, it's so right, and we absolutely love it. Apart from singing, Ravina, obviously, you know, aap likhte bhi hai, you know, you write the lyrics and everything. You know, kabhi kabhi aisa hua hai, you know, you're writing, you know, you're putting pen to paper, and you know, because you know. Sometimes writing romantic stuff, you know, can be quite cliched, can be quite cheesy. Have you ever looked at anything you've written and thought, nahi, yeh nahi chalega, man. This is like so damn cheesy, man.
Of course. I feel like 100% that's happened. I feel like there are certain things that I've written and I'm just like, this is never going out. This is never going to be heard. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. but you know, I think those are fun things too, like, you know, the things that people are never gonna know or never gonna hear. There's like a lot of, it's like, it's nice, you have certain things that are just for you in that way, which is also nice.
Of course. and you know what, and here's an interesting thing to ask, Ravina, you know, because okay, when you do go into the studio, into the booth, and you stand in front of the mic to sing a romantic song, right, you know, your headspace has to be in a certain zone, you know. How do you get yourself into that zone?
So, you know, something that really works for me is I actually create like a story and characters while I'm singing. And I think that kind of that empathy quotient kicks in. And that's when I'm kind of able to like work with kind of, I think that's kind of where I kind of like visualize the characters that I'm singing about. Yeah. And I think that can really help me, you know, create raw emotion. And otherwise, I think it's just also about like the kind of, I think you just need to like, I think just be really honest and real with yourself. Like, I think that's one thing about creating art, that a lot of it is just about being real. And if you're real with yourself, I think you can translate that into your work.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Let's move swiftly on to this new one. Mm-hmm. And last time I checked, you know, 2 million views last time I checked, and rising, and the track's only been out a little while, so that is, you know, absolutely amazing. You know, it just shows the love, you know, that you're getting. The new track, of course, is called Tere Liye. It's a beautiful kind of mix of Hindi and Punjabi. It's just a, like I said, it's just a beautiful, romantic, soulful track. So let's get into it, Ravina. You know, how was this track conceived? Where did it come from?
So for this song, I was actually in New York at the time, and I was visiting a couple of friends who are musicians at their studio, and getting into a lot of, I was kind of exploring and understanding the urban Desi space a bit more. Yeah. And in that, I found that I think there was like this niche for me to create a song that was just really soulful, very melodic, but with like a strong R&B groove backing it. And I think that's really what intrigued me. And I love experimenting with sound. I love experimenting with my vocals and seeing the different things that work. And I think there was something about this one that I was just kind of alone. I was in an Airbnb, and through that I just kind of realized that this is a song that could really evoke emotion and evoke kind of different, you know, it fits into different settings really well. And I just had a lot of fun working on it. It was actually one of the first songs. It's the first song that I composed alone, and it's also one of the first songs that I worked on really. Especially because of the lockdown and the state of the world and stuff, we've spent a lot of time on our own. And I think creating music in that space is also, it's very therapeutic. And I think this song was really that for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, the track, the product, the finished product is absolutely amazing. And Why So Blue has done such an amazing job on the production as well.
Really has. Yeah,
absolutely. So salute to Why So Blue. And the video, we're going to talk about the video, Ravina. You look beautiful. You look so amazing in the video. So everybody watching right now must go check out the video, because Ravina is looking absolutely ravishing. And beautiful and amazing in the video. Go check out Ravina.
Thank you so much.
Right now. Now, you know what, Ravina, I think I mentioned this to you the last time we spoke a couple of years ago, right? You know, because, you know, you're a fellow Guju.
I am.
Ravina. You know, because you've done the Hindi, you've done the Punjabi. I would love to hear Ravina do a nice,
romantic
Guju song, man. Now, listen, no one's done that before. No one's done that before, Ravina. You could be the first.
I would love to be the first. I would love to be the first. I'm a big fan of the culture. I'm a true Guju. And I would love to bring, you know, a Guju song, like a Gujarati song to life. That would be incredible.
There we go. Well, we will watch this space, you know.
Hopefully, bo jaldi.
Oh, I love it. Jaldi karje, jaldi karje. Humne bo wait na karao.
Jaldi karje. Na, definitely nahi karao.
And you know what? I mean, we're kind of coming towards the end of the year. Oh, not the end of the year, midway through the year, Ravina. You know, what can we expect for the rest of 2022 from you?
So I'm very excited about this year. I spent a lot of last year working on content that I wanted to put out. And I finally, you know, put out Tere Liye. And outside of that, I have a lineup of songs that that are really, really cool. They're really exciting. Different vibes, different genres, and I feel like there's something for, you know, a little something for everybody, and that's what excites me, with cool visuals and just, you know, good vibes, and I'm excited for everyone to enjoy and experience the things that I experienced while I was creating the music.
Amazing. Well, we can't wait. We cannot wait at all. Always excited, as I said, you know, when you drop something. But again, Ravina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
And thank you so much for having me.
Next time you're here in the UK and you come down to the studio, I will have some teplas, some shark rotli, some dal bhat waiting for you.
Yes. That sounds amazing. Some khakra and fafras.
100%.
All of it.
All of it. All of it is going to be a proper Guju feast. Ravina,
I love it.
Thank you so much once again. And you know what? It's only right before we wrap things up, you know, that you introduce the new song. And it'd be absolutely amazing if, if you sing us a couple of lines before we go into the song.
I would love to. That would be amazing. So this is my song, Tere Liye. It's a new song. It's an R&B love ballad. It's been an exciting journey creating it, and I'm just so excited that it's out, and it's out for all of you to enjoy. So I hope you enjoy it, and please continue giving it all the love that you have. This is Tere Liye. I'll sing a few lines. Tannu main takdeerwa gal dil diye kithe main kawa halo ki kende main tere te fida jo vi maange tu tannu main dawa dil pehli baar kyun hua hai beqarar ve aaja tu nede nede kaato sang da cuz I'm not sure if you wanna take the highway. If you're with me, I'ma take you to the top. Oh, tere liye main jiyu, tode naal main maru. Kithe hona chahe mere to dur. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ravina Mehta, and this is Tere Liye.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.